It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR, live music Friday, and on saxophone today, Phil Denny performing some Christmas music for us. Let's hear another track. This is The First Noel. Phil Denny live in Studio S here on Live Music Friday, the First Noel. Phil Denny of Lansing, second time around here on Live Music Friday. I'm looking down the list of recent accomplishments here. You played at Baker's Keyboard Lounge in Detroit last weekend. You've got a single right now on the Billboard Jazz charts, and it's the number one weekly single on Sirius XM Watercolors, Channel 66. You played at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach Jazz Festival back earlier in the year. You seem to be thriving. How does that feel?
It feels great. You know, I've said years ago when I set out to do this full time, which was back in roughly 2010, late 2010, 2011, that, you know, it was just going to be kind of a passion project and hadn't really saw myself or visioned myself as a career musician. And, you know, it all started here in the Lansing area. And I've got to send a big, big shout out to all the local fans for supporting me along the way. And I had lunch with Marcus Miller on the Smooth Jazz Cruise, and I said, how does someone like myself branch out and really become discovered and work within this industry and become successful. And that was one of the things he mentioned, was to really, you know, start from within and build your radius from your hometown and sell CDs out of your trunk if you need to. And people actually still do that. So it's been a great experience. I'm having a lot of fun. I typically see people at the best part of their day, and life is good.
Next month, you've got an event here it's the fifth time around for the Gallery Suite Jazz Series. This kicks off January 20th at Lafee Gallery in downtown Lansing. Remind our listeners what happens at this get-together.
Sure. So a couple of years back, I decided, I was doing various things around town, and what I identified was we really need an outlet for the adult listener that really values a true entertainment experience, a glorified listening party, if you will. So I partnered with Tiffany Marie at the Lafee Gallery in downtown Lansing, and she was really excited about it. And now we're stepping into our fifth season. We've hosted international talent from all over the world, and it's kind of an underground experience. As I mentioned, it's a listening experience where we showcase a individual artist, a performing artist, in most cases who has a recording career, a traveling profession as a musician. We feature them. I host the event. I sit in with the artist. We typically have musicians from Detroit back the artist if they're not coming with their own group. And it's just a great experience. Typically, it's a 90-minute show. It's a ticketed event. We do beer and wine, and it's a black linen candlelit table. It's a very exclusive audience. It's a pre-sale event, and we've celebrated 40 shows, and 39 of those shows have sold out in advance of the performance.
Sounds like great fun. The Gallery Suite Jazz Series, this is January 20th, Friday. That's a Friday at Lafee Gallery in downtown Lansing. Let's hear another song here. Can you play another one for us?
Absolutely.
I think I've got Do You Hear What I Hear on my list. Let's hear that. Here's Phil Denny on Current State's Live Music Friday.
Thank you.
Phil Denny, live in Studio S on Current State's Live Music Friday. Do you hear what I hear? Phil Denny here with us. You're as busy organizing events as you are performing. We heard about the Gallery Suite Jazz Series next month here just a minute ago, but I see you are busy organizing the inaugural Phil Denny Armory Smooth Jazz Fete coming up in August. Tell us what that's about.
That's correct. As I mentioned earlier, I've been performing and traveling and kind of watching and learning and always a student, of course, of music. But what I've discovered is that there's still very much a yearning for live music experiences. And sort of following the platform of various festivals around the country that I've experienced and performed at, I wanted to bring what we consider a new, fun, hip, and cool experience to an East Side community that's really burgeoning and up and coming, and you sort of bridge the gap between East Lansing and Lansing, and sort of also go back in time to reflect on what the Armory once served as a civic outlet for live music and quinceañeras and various events and so forth. So the revitalized Armory is really a kind of a hidden gem in the center of Lansing. And the beautiful lawn is just an ideal backdrop, I think, for a great outdoor event. So I decided to kind of take and pull from the learning experience and bring an all-day outdoor event to Lansing, Michigan next August 12th.
That will be Phil Denny's Armory Smooth Jazz Fete, August 12th of next year. We'll point out a lot sooner than that. You're still scheduled to perform. You got a performance before Christmas here still. The 22nd, you'll be at the Mendel Performing Arts Center in Benton Harbor. That a Christmas show, I take it?
That is a Christmas show. Okay. It's hosted by my friend Brian Lubeck. Also features a great vocalist out of Chicago, Megan McNeil. And the holiday theme for the night is Rejoice, a holiday music tapestry. So certainly looking forward to that, to celebrating the spirit of the holiday season with my friends and the people that attend the event.
Even non-jazz fans know the name, the Newport Beach Jazz Festival.
Sure. Sure.
And you performed there. It's the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach Jazz Festival back earlier this year. You did a lot of other traveling in 2016, but that's like a famed venue.
And it's one of those things, I think, and believe that it just comes as a result of hard work. And for a couple seasons, I found myself out in California performing and networking and shaking hands with the right people, and identified the booking agent for the event, and introduced myself and shared my story and kept in touch. And, just kind of through persistence and him identifying that I have a following out there, and also kind of an up and coming, if you will, in the smooth jazz format, they gave me an opportunity to perform this past summer. And we had a great time. It's a wonderful festival, a great platform for someone like myself.
And as if all of this were not enough, you are planning to record your fourth CD this winter for an anticipated 2017 release. What goes into that? Are you writing songs right now, or are you going to be doing covers, or what?
Yeah, writing songs. Most of, if not all of the work, with the exception of the holiday CD, The Messenger, have been original works. So, yes, always writing, always developing and being creative. Typically what happens for me is just I find myself in kind of a zone, if you will, and I just focus on what it is at hand. And if at the time it's either producing a show or recording, I just kind of fall into that realm and just put myself 100% into it. So that
not a multitasker then?
Well, yeah, I guess you have to be, but I very much like goals and objectives. Yeah. So once I put my mind on something, that I just want to focus in on it.
Well, I've heard it said you can get more done by doing one thing at a time than you can by multitasking. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not the person to ask. We want to thank Phil Denny for the great live music here today. Phil's going to play us out here. Happy holidays to everyone, and we'll see you soon. Phil, thank you for being here.
Thank you.